In his push to pressure all Oklahoma school districts to offer in-person learning despite extremely high rates of coronavirus transmission, Governor Kevin Stitt cited a study from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Tuesday when announcing a new policy allowing districts to forego quarantine for exposed students in some situations. The only problem is the group says he misrepresented its findings.
We wanted to clear that up. We wanted to let people know that the AAP, that's not the recommendations for the public. It doesn't follow the CDC guidelines. It doesn't follow our AAP guidelines. It's completely different than the recommendations we have.
Carrie Weber is executive vice president of the AAP's Oklahoma chapter. In a press release, the study's senior author, Dr. Daniel Kelly Benjamin, notes that he was looking at certain schools in North Carolina, where test positivity was only 6% versus Oklahoma's current severely high 24%. The AAP also notes North Carolina has a statewide mask mandate, while Oklahoma does not. Here's Weber again.
You have to look at the spread in the community. And when that's at a high number like we are, in Oklahoma, in the red, we have to be serious and we really have to take caution when we implement new strategies, especially when it comes to our educators.
In a statement, Dr. Sam Ratterman, president of the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians, said, quote, "We encourage policymakers to confer with experts in interpreting scientific studies," unquote. Stitt spokesperson Charlie Hanema said, quote, "It's disappointing to see the lengths some will go to in order to stand in the way of Governor Stitt putting students first and ensuring all Oklahoma children have the option to choose in-person learning," unquote. A statement from State Health Commissioner Dr. Lance Fry said the study was only one of the resources they consulted in devising the policy, which he notes is optional. State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says she opposes the policy because it's out of step with CDC guidance. Hoffmeister says the State Department of Education was not consulted on the move. Chris Polanski, KWGS News.